Punch Audio, through the Audiobook Creation Exchange, presents A Prelude to World War III, The Rise of the Islamic Republic and the Rebirth of America. Written by James Rozone and Miranda Watson. Performed by Alex Hyde White. Chapter 1. The Stage is Set. Some news creeps over time. It may not steal headlines because of its slow progress, but its significance can come to overshadow all other events in the world. Beginning in the 1960s, the border between India and Pakistan started to become one of the most heavily militarized regions in the world. Tensions over who would ultimately control the resources and water flow of the Kashmir province were compounded by a natural distaste of each group for one another along religious lines. The more radical Muslims of Pakistan found the idea of the thousands of Hindu gods in India to be disgraceful and repulsive on a level that inspired widespread hatred. For decades, the only thing that kept these countries from engaging in all-out warfare was the knowledge that each country possessed nuclear weapons. However, this standoff was bound to end eventually. There was simply too much loathing and abhorrence existing between the two parties for peace to really be successful. By 2024, both sides had deployed numerous intelligence assets into each other's countries to try and detect weak points in security. It was only a matter of time until one was found and then exploited. During the late 2010s and early 2020s, the various Islamic extremist groups began to steadily unite under one banner and organization, the Islamic State. This merging of groups and resources strengthened their ability to influence politics, policies, and various regimes throughout the world. Their strategy of violent and continuous conflict had shifted to that of education, spreading extremist teachings and infiltrating various political offices in Europe and North America to further their agendas. This dramatically increased their support base and political influence across the globe. Like the mafia, they enforced their rules and positions within their organization, and like the mob, they had a front man, with the true leader hiding in the shadows. Their leader was a man named Mohammed Abbas. He was a distinguished Saudi prince in his late 50s, and was responsible for diversifying the Saudi Arabian economy so it would not be solely dependent on oil. In his younger years, Mohammed had fought with al-Qaeda forces in Iraq and then later in Afghanistan before he was wounded and forced to return back to Saudi Arabia. Mohammed maintained his allegiance with al-Qaeda, albeit secretly, while he leveraged his position in the royal family to pursue a PhD in economics from the London School of Economics. Upon completion of his education, he returned to Saudi Arabia and worked his way through the ranks of the Ministry of Industry and Science. In his secret life, he became very influential within the Islamic State and led the changes in strategies within the organization. After a decade of planning, the Islamic State was preparing for their first major military operation in Pakistan. The next few weeks would set in motion a series of events that would change the world. The air was rife with anticipation. If things went according to plan, then the ensuing war between Pakistan and India would be the first pawn to fall in this global game of chess. Mohammed woke up early one morning, shortly before it all began, and opened the laptop in his apartment bedroom for a video chat with the director of Pakistani Inter-Services Intelligence, ISI, Zahir Akhtar. As the window opened up, Mohammed could see his ally take a seat in his office chair, a fancy leather number that was a little too expensive for his position. Influence could be gained in many ways. Zahir liked the finer things in life and was willing to do quite a bit in order to take a shortcut to prosperity. "As-salamu alaykum," began Mohammed. The greeting had all the fervor of a truly devoted.